Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on Thursday sent condolences to the people of France after the European nation suffered its worst terrorist attack in recent history. Terrorists on Wednesday invaded the headquarters of French media house Charlie Hebdo, killing 12 people and wounding 11. In a letter to French President François Hollande, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller condemned the attack, adding that Jamaica stands in solidarity with the people of France during this difficult time. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner paid tribute to the Akompong Maroons while attending the 277th annual celebration of the signing of the Maroon Peace Treaty and birthday of Captain Kodjo, held at the Akompong Maroon Settlement in St. Elizabeth on January 6. Senator Faulkner also commended the leadership of the Maroon Town for their innovative plans to launch a community radio station. Entitled Abeng 88, The Voice of the Maroons, the radio station is a project involving the Akompong Maroons and the National Commission of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO.
Abeng 88 must be a platform for the preservation and dissemination of information on your vibrant cultural heritage. It must be a medium to share the wonderful and rich heritage of an indigenous people with the outside world. I encourage you to use it to safeguard and build greater awareness and appreciation for the Maroon heritage and your important contribution to the Jamaican and Caribbean space and experience.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley on Wednesday encouraged Jamaicans to support Jamaica's senior netball team, the Sunshine Girls, in their three-match series against England, which began this weekend. Describing the Sunshine Girls as a shining example of Jamaica's quality and resilience in sport, she thanked the netballers for continuously inspiring the nation through their determined and passionate play.
We especially thank you for that kind of sacrifice which you continue to make above and beyond the call of duty to represent your country at this level. It is something fantastic, and the government of Jamaica is very grateful to you for this sacrifice.
The minister was speaking at a function to announce the senior netball squad, which will face England in the three-match series. The matches, dubbed the Sunshine Series, are scheduled for January 10, 11, and 13 at the National Indoor Sports Center in Kingston. The Sunshine Series serves as part of the Sunshine Girls' preparation activities ahead of the 2015 Netball World Cup in Sydney, Australia in August. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley assured the team members that they have the full backing of the government, noting that through the Sports Development Foundation, SDF, and the Jamaica Sport Technical Working Group, the government will provide approximately $20 million in sponsorship to the Sunshine Girls this year.
This year, with our donation and allocation to the SDF, outside of its regular allocation, we have, through SDF and Jamaica Sport, given another $11 million. To Netball Jamaica in their preparation to World Cup 2015 in Australia. So in fact, we have done over $20 million this year to Netball Jamaica, which makes us the largest sponsors.
Minister Nita Headley also noted that the second phase of the planned refurbishment of the Layla Robinson Netball Courts is nearing completion. This phase involves the upgrading of the spectator stands at the facility, which the minister said will be fully installed within 3 weeks.
We are now in the process of completing the stands, which will seat approximately 2,000 persons upon completion, which we expect to be within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
The refurbishing work is being spearheaded by the Sports Development Foundation. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.